Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia and European Union close to finalizing trade pact. Indonesia pilgrims enjoy smoother Hajj experience in 2025. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. Indonesia and the European Union are close to finalizing their Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto gave the update in virtual press briefing from Brussels, Switzerland on Saturday. He said the final discussion was held on Friday with European Union Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic.
Indonesia dan Uni Eropa sepakat untuk menggunakan momentum situasi yang saat ini penuh ketidakpastian dan tidak bisa diprediksi.
Indonesia and the European Union are eager to use this moment, even though the current situation is uncertain and unpredictable. Our key commodities are complementary, not in the direct competition. This will strengthen the global supply chain, so speeding up the finalization is very important.
Erlangga added that the agreement is ready to be announced. The results will soon be reported to President Prabowo Subianto and the European Commission President. The next news. Indonesia Ministry of Religious Affairs says the 2025 Hajj season went better than last year. The update came from Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar on Saturday. After attending the annual Hajj meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he praised Saudi Arabian improved services for pilgrims, including better tents, clean water, and easier transportation. Masuk insert Nasaruddin.
Alhamdulillah secara umum pelaksanaan ibadah haji tahun ini lebih baik daripada tahun sebelumnya.
Alhamdulillah, in general, this year's Hajj was better than the previous one. Saudi Arabia provided better facilities, including tents and water. The death rate also dropped thanks to hospitals and clinics in several areas. By Saturday, June 7th or 11th Zulhijjah, around 203,000 Indonesian pilgrims had completed wukuf at Arafah. They were also able to perform Nafar Awal after throwing stones at the three Jamarat on 12 Zulhijjah. The next news. Indonesia Defense Minister Syafri Samsuddin visited Boven Digul, South Papua on Sunday. He observed a proposed palm-based biodiesel site from air using a military helicopter. Minister Syafri said the project supports national goals for energy independence and reduce fuel imports. It also strengthens economic resilience and government presence in eastern Indonesia. Indonesia's Ministry for Migrant Workers Protection will soon open a migrant center in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The project follows a land grant from the Palu City Government, which provided 2 hectares for the site. Minister Abdul Kadir Karding shared the news during a handover ceremony with Palu Mayor Hadianto Rashid on Sunday.
And hopefully with this initial infrastructure, we can build an integrated vocational ecosystem. One of the main problems in protecting Indonesian migrant workers is vocational training. We will push this to grow everywhere, supported by private investment and the state, to fulfill President's Astacita goals and development of human resources.
Dalam rangka mewujudkan Astacita Presiden sekaligus juga mewujudkan investasi sumber daya manusia.
The center will serve as a hub for job seekers, offering training certification and up-to-date information for those planning to work overseas. Minister Karding said he hopes the new facility will help improve both the quality and number of workers' placement, strengthen the local economy, and create new job opportunities. You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia Minister of Culture Fadli Zon visited the Agung Rai Museum of Art, or ARMA, in Ginyar, Bali on Sunday. He was welcomed by ARMA founder Agung Rai and several cultural figures during the tour. The minister explored an exhibition on Walter Spies and his role in shaping Balinese modern art. He praised the museum's efforts to preserve local heritage and inspire future generation. Fadli also stressed the need for innovation and collaboration to help museums grow and stay relevant. The next news. Art One New Museum in Jakarta is holding a new exhibition to celebrate World Oceans Day on Sunday. The show features artworks made from fishing gear, plastic waste, and other items collected from the sea. Museum manager Monita Gunawan says the goal is to raise awareness about the health of the ocean. She hopes people will think more about how their lives are connected to the sea. The exhibition runs through early July and is open to all visitors. Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Protecting the Ocean to Sustain Future Generations with Anna Trijayakasi. Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on protecting the ocean to sustain future generations. Every June the 8th, the world commemorates World Oceans Day. This year's theme is Wonder Sustaining What Sustains Us. The world community's concern for World Ocean Day is shown in various actions. Messages about the need to protect the ocean are also widely circulated on social media. Protecting the ocean, which covers 70% of our Earth, must continue to be echoed. Of course, it must be followed by real action. Because the ocean provides the air we breathe, the food we consume, the jobs we need, and the climate we rely on. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in his message for the commemoration of World Oceans Day 2025, stated that the ocean needs our help right now. The warning signals are clear, from waters full of plastic to declining fish populations and the loss of marine ecosystems, from rising temperatures to rising sea levels. Real action must continue to be strengthened. Globally, the 2025 UN Ocean Conference is being held in Nice, France from June the 9th until 13th. According to Guterres, the 2025 UN Ocean Conference is an important moment to advance this priority and renew the world's collective promise to the ocean. For Indonesia, protecting the sea is a must. Approximately 70% of Indonesia's territory is sea, and approximately 70% of the population lives in coastal areas. This means that directly or indirectly, they depend on the sea. So, if 70% of Indonesia's population is aware and takes real action to protect the marine ecosystem, the next generation will still be able to depend on the sea for their livelihood. Current real actions, no matter how small, such as not throwing plastic packaging directly into the water or not overfishing, are investments for the future. The sea does hold abundant treasures, but the sea is not an inheritance. The sea is a trust for future generations. As a maritime nation, protecting the sea is part of Indonesia's identity. Protecting the sea today means protecting the lives of future generations. That was commentary.
Today's quote of the day: intelligence without wealth is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or known as B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on 25th of June 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology, domestically and abroad. And that's today's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Takkan mungkin mendapatkanmu. karena telah ku sadari ternyata diriku tak layak untuk di sisimu. Seketika ku merenung dan katakan pada diri, jangan mundur bila kau tahu caranya untuk maju. Ku beranikan diri untuk ungkapkan isi di hati. Dengarkan lagu ini, ku nyanyikan hanya untukmu. Oh, ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti kau yang ku cinta sepenuh hati. Biarkan semua manusia jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan niatku, jangan remehkan perasaanku ini. Mungkin ku bukanlah yang terbaik, tapi kan ku lakukan yang terbaik untuk bahagia kamu. Oh.
Bunga, gua mau bilang.
Apa, Bar? Mau nembak gue lagi lo ya? Iya, Bar, gue mau kok.
Ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti. Oh, jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku selamanya. Oh, takkan sakiti kau yang ku cinta
sedang dengan dirinya, sedang kita rahasia. Kapankah kau ada waktu sembunyi untuk bertemu? Baru kau sapa ku tersipu.
kau puji lupa amarahku. Karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Walau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu. Lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Sapa ku tersipu, kau puji lupa amarahku. Karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Kalau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu. Lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku menyimpan rasa cemburu, padahal bukan aku yang memilikimu. Sanggup sampai kapankah ku tak tahu. Akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku. Aku masih menaruh hati. Lantas mengapa aku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu. Lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku untuk karena bukan aku yang milikimu. Sampai kapankah ku tak tahu. Akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. listener to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang berikutnya usahlah ku mendengar pertanyaan yang sama dimanapun aku berada. Tiada habisnya. Hati ini tentukan ini masa bukankah semua indah pada waktunya. Bosan aku mendengar pertanyaan yang sama dimanapun aku berada. Tiada habisnya. Yang sama dimanapun aku berada, tiada habisnya.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, we will listen to Indonesian Wonder, and today's topic is the Jawatan Forest. So stay tuned and tune in only on Voice of Indonesia.
Banyuwangi never runs out of fascinating tourist destinations, and one of them is the Jawatan Forest, located in Bencoluk Village, Klereng District, Banyuwangi. This 4-hectare forest is managed by Perum Perhutani Banyuwangi Selatan. It offers breathtaking views of giant rain trees that create a magical atmosphere similar to fantasy world. The canopy of these ancient trees forms enchanting natural corridors, making it one of the most photogenic spots in East Java. The Jawatan Forest, which was officially listed as a tourist attraction by the Banyuwangi Regency Tourism Office in June 2018, is only about a 45 minutes drive from downtown Banyuwangi and very easily accessible by road. In addition to admiring the beauty of the centuries-old rain trees, visitors can enjoy various exciting activities such as taking photos, picnic, or even exploring the forest by riding a horse-drawn carriage or horseback. During the morning and late afternoon, sunlight streaming through three branches creates a dramatic visual effect, making this best time to visit. The facilities at the Jawatan Forest are quite complete. There is a spacious parking area, food stalls offering local dishes, as well as toilets and a prayer room for visitors' convenience. This place is also ideal for families who want to enjoy the natural atmosphere while relaxing. Don't forget to bring your camera to capture the beauty of every corner of this forest. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan aku jadi tak sabar.
Langit telah begitu gelap, malam menggenapkan hasrat engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku,
bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku,
engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Semakin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
jiwaku.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, after this, we will listen to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia about each motorcycle or per sepeda motor. So stay tuned and tune in Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about di perusahaan ekspedisi. Di perusahaan ekspedisi, which means at shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means, how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim. Which means, to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slamarjansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For once so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart.
can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different.
Music Corner segment, we present a keroncong song entitled 1984 by Superman Is Dead. The song written by I. Gede Ari Astina, also known as Jerings and Roy Parsua, was released on a digital video streaming platform on November 28, 2024. Inspired by George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, this song is a tribute to individual and collective freedom threatened by both local and global oligarchies under the guise of pandemics and natural disasters. Well, listener, here is Superman Is Dead with the song 1984. Happy listening.
Saat kiri dan kanan tajam ia diperdebatkan. Meskipun telah terbukti sebagai racun, tekanlah populasi santun lenyapkan senyum. Kita adalah generasi yang menyaksikan dunia kehilangan kode moralnya. 1984 fasis ia berpesta di panggung peragaan busananya. Punya apa-apa, namun kau kan bahagia, itu kata mereka. Ku tahu aku tak sendiri hadapi semua ini. Dikala oligarki sibuk bermain Tuhan, alasannya wabah bencana alam. Semakin kuat membajak tekadku untuk menjadi manusia yang merdeka selamanya. Kau potong lidah yang berani tandingi narasi, sepasu itu dominasimu. Terlahir diberkati dengan akal budi, berhak
banyak atas informasi dari semua sisi. Media kiri kanan dan selebriti, yeah.
Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in today's broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there'll be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours on Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at The VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number and +62 821 2381 2130. Again, +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, VOI listener. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.